Now, where is that in relation to 421?
It runs under 421 about a mile, a mile and a half from the head of the stream. It runs under 421 before it 421 course is going across the South Holston Dam.
Uh-huh.
And this creek runs under 421, has a bridge over it, runs under 421.
How far north of 421 are we right here?
About a mile north.
Now how far north of here does creek run?
A little over half a mile is ahead of creek.
Okay.
And about a mile north of here is the Virginia line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're just about a mile from the Virginia line between Virginia and Tennessee.
Okay. Now, what do you call something smaller than a creek?
What do you call it? We might call it a branch.
Right. And anything smaller than a branch?
Well, there's a spring branch.
Yeah, okay. How about something larger than a creek?
Well, I have the spring branch. Starts out with the spring branch, then it gets larger as a creek, and then it expands it on into a river, and this creek here runs into the South River, South Lake, about four miles from where it starts from.
Would you say, how far is South Lake from right here, would you say?
Well, to follow the creek, it'd be about 4 miles.
How about as the crow flies?
As the crow flies, a mile and a half.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream
would be a gorge.
Okay.
Gorge or a...
How about a channel cut by erosion in a road or a field?
Oh, a channel cut by erosion would cover that about as good as anything. Mm-hmm. It's the soil where the land's eroded and washed away.
Yeah. Well, do you ever call it something else like a draw or a gully? Or
good, would call it a gully. In the field where you're cultivating, if something like that where it's eroded, you'd call it a gully. If you can get across it, well, you'd call it a gully.
Now, here's something you have, you must have a lot of names for around here, for different elevations of land. Now, you'd call what would you call the smallest elevation of land?
I'd call it down in the valley.
Okay.
Down in the valley or the rolling section.
Then you go from the valley, and then the higher land would be called
gets up into the hills, more into the hills,
right.
And then the hills go on in to extend into the mountains. And
okay. Is there anything smaller than a mountain, but higher than a hill?
In between, yeah, we have the knobs in between.
Okay.
We have the valley here, and then we have the knobs, which joins onto the river, and then on the other side of the river and a lake is mountains, so we have.
Uh-huh. And the mountains are on the other side of the lake?
They're on the east
yeah.
side of the lake from here.
Uh-huh.
And then the other side of the mountain comes the Iron Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And going on into Carolina, it's just one mountain after another. It's just
uh-huh. What do you call a place between mountains up in the top where you can see?
Plateau?
Yeah.
We don't have them in this section like we would in some of the western states, or maybe down in the western part of Tennessee. We don't call them plateaus. We just call them valleys up here.
How about a place you could go between, you know, if you're going to cross over the mountain, and there'd be a kind of a place where you can get through?
Let's see. It'd be a gap in the mountain there, or a gap in the knob, as we have some, it's just kind of a gap where the knob of the mountain kind of lets down and makes
okay.
a gorge between.
How about,